Hi everyone, it's Richard here from Greenpeace, and we are at the People's Climate March today, and I'm having a chat with Emma Thompson. Emma, how are you?
Oh, I'm cool. I'm cool. I don't know how many people are behind me, though. Can you see?
I don't know. Hopefully thousands. Several thousands. An uncountable amount of
people.
So, Emma, tell me, what is it that we're taking part in today?
This is the People's Climate March. This is, I suppose, the banner, the poster for what has got to be the greatest grassroots activism movement of all time. Because if we don't act now, it's all over, I'm afraid. The Earth is changing, the climate change is proven beyond a shadow of a doubt. We've been playing a deadly game of grandmother's footsteps with the climate, and now it's turned around and is chasing us back up the garden. And if we don't act very decisively in the next few years, then the levels of temperature, the rise in temperature, will be something that we are not going to be able to cope with. Millions of people will die, and if you want to talk about national security, which many American generals now are, the threat to national security, the threat to people's livelihoods, lives, their children, their homes, is incalculable. Incalculable. And far, far worse than any of the wars we're witnessing at the moment that, of course, are being fought, let us not forget, many of them, over fossil fuels.
Exactly.
Nice.
Exactly. Yeah. Emma, I believe you went to the Arctic recently. Talking about melting, you went and saw, you know, rising temperatures and the effect that that's having in the north of our planet, in like the real north of our planet. Could you tell me what it is that you were doing there while you were there?
I was with Greenpeace. I went with my daughter, and we were going to look at the beauty of the Arctic, but also look at the way in which climate change is written so clearly on the landscape there. You can look at the valleys and see 80 metres of watermark where the glacier used to be. And so you absolutely see the effects of global warming in a place which Greenpeace calls the canary of climate change. And so the Arctic is where we learn most about what we're doing to our planet. It's absolutely terrifying, and it's so beautiful and so in danger.
Thank you. And just to finish, sometimes there are people who say that protesting, you know, going on marches, going on rallies, taking part in an event like this doesn't really make much of a difference.
Have they heard about the anti-apartheid movement? Have they heard about the anti-slavery movement? Have they been living in a box or something? The only thing that ever changes anything, slow down a little bit, is the movement, large movements of people. But you really do need to read some history and understand that if you think that marching is useless, they just go back and look online, look at the Vietnam War, look at movements, people's movements. They're the only thing that make any real change happen, because it's the time when governments and corporations also take notice, when there's millions and millions of people saying, we don't want this anymore. Desmond Tutu expressed it so well in The Observer this morning. I do urge you to run out. I'm just waving at the choir.
Yeah. We're just having a waving moment here. There's people singing in the background, sounding lovely. Desmond Tutu's article.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, he says in a different way something that I've been saying for a long time, which is as though we're under attack from the Martians, but we're the Martians. Now, if we were under attack from the Martians, say, and it was because we were burning fossil fuels that the Martians were attacking us, then we would stop. We would find ways, and we would do it very quickly and very efficiently. We're perfectly capable of doing it. It's just because the vested interests who think that the trillions of dollars represented by what's still under the Earth's crust are their rightful inheritance do not wish to let us. And unfortunately, that's just going to have to be challenged and overcome.
And hopefully we'll take a step toward that today.
Hopefully this is the first step on, well, it's you know, it's part of a very long walk that we've all been on for 20 years, but that now really needs to turn into something of a run.
Emma, thank you very much for talking to us.
You're welcome.
And enjoy the day.
Yeah, cool. Peace.